Great to be joined by Carly Niederkorn. She is one of three valedictorians at the Clearwater Schools. And congratulations to you, Carly. Were you guys kind of neck and neck your entire high school careers?
Yeah, I feel like so. And the way they do it here is, like, if you have a 4.0, they consider you the valedictorian.
Oh, okay. So you all have 4.0s, so perfect marks right there. Was this something that you had aspiration for? Did you have a goal for it, or did it just work out?
Yeah, I've been wanting to be valedictorian since, like, my 8th grade year, because I was not a very organized student in middle school, and that's what I strived for all through high school.
Oh, wow. So you've really exercised some self-discipline. What types of things did you become aware of, and what types of things did you kind of institute in your studies to change from junior high to high school?
I actually, like, gave every class a folder, which I didn't do in middle school. I learned to bring stuff home to study for it instead of waiting till the next morning, and I would write stuff down about when I have tests and stuff like that.
Okay. So you really made it a priority for yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that something that you came to a realization to on your own, or did your parents encourage you? How did that work?
It was on my own. My mom, like, wanted me to get good grades and stuff, but she was okay if I wasn't valedictorian.
That's terrific. What were some of your favorite classes? What do you enjoy most?
Oh, I love math.
What is it about math that you like?
It just comes so easy to me that I understand it, and I just like it. I like all the equations and stuff.
Well, good. That's terrific. Do you have a good math teacher there?
Oh, yes. I love my math teacher. She's amazing.
And what's her name?
Rhonda Polk.
Rhonda Polk. And why does she do a good job? Why do you feel like she's a great teacher?
I feel like she's so enthused, and she loves math, and she just knows how to teach it very well.
Well, it rubbed off on you, it sounds like, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you hope to do in math in the future? Do you want to continue to study it?
No. Not at all, actually.
This is a 180 you're turning on me here.
It just doesn't fit into my degree. Like, I took all the classes that I need to take in high school.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about your degree that you hope to pursue.
I want to major in pre-physical therapy.
Okay, all right. And do you know where you'll be going to school?
Yes, I'll attend SEMO University.
Okay. And can you do all your physical therapy studies there? Will you have to get an undergraduate degree and go somewhere else?
Yeah, I'll have to get an undergraduate degree.
Okay. And then transfer to a physical therapy school?
Yeah.
What will your undergraduate degree be in then?
Pre-physical therapy.
That is the actual degree then. All right, very good. Yeah. Do you do any extracurricular activities, Carly?
I've been involved in volleyball all 4 years. And do you want to know, like, clubs and stuff too?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm involved in Beta Club, SCCLA, SCA, History Club, Drama Club, Speech Team, NHS, Interact, Student Council, ProStart, and FBLA.
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, that's great. What do you like about SEMO? Why do you want to go to SEMO?
My brother went there. He's graduating this year, and I just love the campus. I feel like it's very beautiful, and it offers what I need there, so.
Well, that's terrific. Good deal. You said your brother went there. What's his name?
Brandon Niederkorn.
Okay. Any other siblings?
Nope. Just me and him.
Just you and him. What are your parents' names?
Louise and Steve Niederkorn.
Okay. Very good. Congratulations, Carly. Thanks for your time, and all the best to you.
Thanks.
Carly Niederkorn joining us on this Academic All-Star interview right here on Regional Radio.